I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Here we go.
With Jim and Nobby.
Yo, yo.
How's it going there, Nobbers?
It's going good. Not as good as Meghan Markle's holidays. For someone who has no passport, she was able to get away. I'm just reading on the blazes.
Oh, yeah, but like as I said, I wonder, did somebody else hold her passport for her? Like when you're a proper celeb, do you?
Yeah, well, I always give my passport to my missus. I don't hold it.
You have to have it going when you're going through yourself, don't you?
She'll take it back the second we go through one of those gates. There you go. Wouldn't trust myself.
I did once, I travelled like a rock star once on a junket thing for a radio.
That was a jet with just beer on the side, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we didn't have to, when we get to the airport, we didn't have to go through customs or anything like that.
Beer.
Yeah, they drive you in the special section. Have you ever been in the special section?
I have not been. We spoke to someone whose dad works in the special section.
So when rock stars and major celebrities rock up to the airport, they don't go through where all the rest of us plebs go through. They go through in the special area and then they go in the special lounge.
It's VIP area, yeah. If you're at the older terminal, just as you start to go down the ramp, as if you're leaving the airport, there's like a pebble dash kind of wall near it. Yeah. If you look over that wall, you can see the dark tinted slidey doors into it.
And if you're travelling by private jet, which technically I was, even though it wasn't a private jet, it was a jumbo.
It wasn't a Ryanair.
No, it was a jumbo, but it was private. So, because it was a private jet, all the...
Don't mean to pull you up now, Jim, but it wasn't a jumbo. It was a Boeing 737.
Oh, whatever.
No, they
big.
Are different.
Oh, yeah, well, to you. To me, they're just planes.
It was a plane. It had engines and wings.
It didn't have those... it didn't have the flipper yokes at the front.
The flipper yokes at the front?
Yeah.
What's that?
You know, when you fly to Glasgow, it's flipper yokes at the front.
Oh, the propellers, like?
Yeah. It didn't have the flippers.
I wouldn't like to fly to America with them.
No. Do you remember I rang you from one of those planes? I was flying to Glasgow, right? I get on the plane and it was one of those propeller planes to Glasgow. And Nobby'd already had me a little bit up the
walls. I hate those planes.
And I could hear all this banging going on. And there was a problem. And they said, well, there's a problem with the engine. Just be with you in a second. And some engineer came in through the side of the
cockpit.
They
pulled a curtain so you all couldn't see or something.
No, they were in the thing. I could hear them banging with a hammer. Have you got a hammer there, Joseph? And I was texting Nobby. He's going, get off that flight.
Have you got a size 12
get
bench?
Off, get off that flight. And they were coming over. They're refueling.
Well, they are aircraft engineers. They know what they're doing. Mechanics. It's actually, by the way, if you want to pivot your career or you're of the age that you haven't done anything yet, they're looking for aircraft apprentice mechanics right now. They even pay you. In Dublin.
Wow.
Go have a look.
Nice,
so
nice gig.
Bang, bang, bang. Hammer, hammer, hammer. And did they fix it?
Yeah. That was all fine. Everything was fine.
The thing about those planes is, with the propellers, they can only fly up to, I think it's, don't quote me on this now, but they can't fly, I'll tell you what, this bit is right. They can't fly as high as jet engine planes. So if you're on those planes, Aer Lingus fly them to Torquay.
Oh yeah.
Some places will fly them, even to France, I think.
You just feel the,
they can't fly as high, so the chance of you having to go through bumpy clouds and turbulence is higher.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to me in one of them.
You feel the turbulence a lot more than you would.
Obviously, you feel the turbulence because they're much smaller, but they physically can't fly as high as jets.
See, we've got Nobby on his third favourite subject, apart from beer and cars, aircraft.
So, I don't know. If someone took a hammer out to me plane, I'm not sure if I'd...
Well, they fixed it up fine, but then I know somebody else who was flying over...
I know they fixed it up
the
fine,
next
Jim.
Day, and they had to land again because there was something wrong with it.
But if you've ever seen an episode of Air Crash Investigation, it's usually the thing that somebody didn't check. that was actually a problem on the second last flight.
Don't watch those shows. That's very rare.
Or like there's the odd, I don't know how they got that far in their career, and they pull a circuit breaker and they go, but that was for the autopilot.
That doesn't happen. You know pilots, and they've never made any stupid mistakes.
But some have. I don't know the ones who have.
Anyway, if you're traveling by private jet and you're in a rock band, it's much more of the crack than getting into the airport and going through customs and lining up and queuing up and taking your trousers off.
Having a few, I think you two are the only Irish people, apart from like really rich business people. They have their own plane, don't they?
They would, yeah.
Blink 182.
What happens is they'd use it, but they probably rent it out to other bands when they're not using it.
Man City have their own plane.
Yeah.
I can't think of any. I'm sure there are others. I'm not talking about jets, like private jets. They actually have their own big planes, like the one you go on your holidays to.
Yeah.
Man City, I think it's branded by all the players.
I think one of the first artist, and Jason Byrne told us, the first artist to ever have their own private jet to fly and tour America was Elvis.
Elvis, yeah.
And Elvis had this private jet with, it was all red velvet on the inside and a bed. I don't know what he'd want that for. And he was Elvis. But when he was
out of his box and he needed to lie down.
When he was using it, when he wasn't using it, he rented it out. And one of the only bands that could afford, he just got sick of being on buses. Queen got on they rented Elvis's plane. And they were so out of their banger. Jason Byrne told us this story because he knows the drummer from Queen.
They had seatbelts on the bed.
Yeah, they had to put the four members of Queen off their bangers on booze and whatever else they were onto. It was the 70s. And then they had to have this big seatbelt that goes across to hold them in. And Queen just went kind of, the four of them went asleep like four big babies as they fly to Cincinnati for the next gig.
Wow.
Great story.
Yeah. You know you've made it when that stuff's, well, they probably don't remember it, but yeah. So I think modern artists today, they'd be too woke to be getting jets because you get grief over, do you really need to have all that fuel?
Yeah.
You know?
They'd still be getting the planes.
Ed Sheeran has a canoe or a kayak. Anyway, on today's podcast, we will have chats with Tom Grennan. He's a half-Irish artist because his dad's from, is it Offaly or Tip?
Offaly. I can't remember now.
Offaly.
Yeah. He's awfully nice. And we will be talking to him. We'll have a solution for what to do with the chimneys in Dublin.
Yep.
We'll have Ireland AM where Simon Delaney storms off. We get a good reaction to that. And lots more, including, does Tinder work? And that's where we start. We're having a look at
I'm not sure. Like,
the papers this morning, we started talking about Tinder.
And listen to this and maybe give us some sort of feedback on social media or whatever. If you hear this chat from our perspective about Tinder, and do you think, yeah, that kind of is how it's very difficult to meet people now, even with more apps than ever.
This is Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7:04. It's 7:10.
There's Drake. Sorry, JLS.
Yeah.
We're more Drake
starting
than you, lads.
Feud. That's like us starting a feud with Conan O'Brien or something.
Yeah. They're nice lads. Well, Marvin is anyway.
Aston's all right, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. We only interviewed Marvin.
No, we interviewed the whole lot of them. Remember they did the jingle for us?
Oh, that was, yeah, that was before they all broke up and everything. That's when they were actually, you know, that was off the back of X Factor and they were doing big things.
Yeah, yeah.
Not now.
Anyway, eco-friendly TV, not so normal. Oh, yeah. Here's a one for you now, Nobbers.
Eco-friendly. How's the TV eco-friendly? Does it hold trees?
Two-thirds of the most watched TV shows exhibit damaging eco-behaviours. But the Irish hit Normal People is a green winner. The worst rated shows were Luther and Gangs of London, which both feature criminals exhibiting glamorous lifestyles with luxury cars. Not good for the environment. Mark.
Oh, you can even get a petrol Range Rover that's a hybrid these days.
Normal People, Fresh Meat and Grand Designs came out top of the green ratings. So they're looking at a TV show and seeing what they're doing in it. And the Normal People are just crying at each other and it's in the countryside, so that's fairly green.
Well, I'll tell you, that show where they moved to Australia or New Zealand for 2 weeks, I think it's Australia, that's not very green. Flying back and forth and then you don't even want to stay.
So
it's a waste.
Where they, you know, stay in Australia or
you flip the signs and the granny's at home crying because she's never going to see her grandkids ever again.
What show is that?
Oh, what's the name of it? It's on BBC One. It's like, I do like it because you get to see Australia, but you either decide, do you want to move or do you want to stay?
We could get a better life. We could get a job.
Oh, I'm thinking of the one where they look for a holiday home.
Oh, yeah.
Down under.
Well, also, they're equally not very eco-friendly. Flying around. Kirsty Alltrop or whatever your name is.
6 years for 6 years for joke. Did you say Alltrop?
What's her name? Altrop.
I can't remember her name, but that's Altrop is pretty good. 6 years for joke. Man bundled old woman into back of vehicle for prank. It's in inverted commas.
He said it was a prank.
Yeah, a man was jailed for 6 years for trying to abduct a 70-year-old woman in a joke that went wrong. Martin Gallagher grabbed the pensioner and forced her into the boot of his car during the attack near the Phoenix Park.
Now, this is Black Horse Avenue.
That is funny.
January morning, last year, the woman's out for a morning exercise and there is no part of it that's funny. No. But the woman looked after herself and exercised a lot and swam. Still does, I think. So, but it's that's going to be, you know, hopefully not a life-changing thing, but it would be.
I would. God love her. She'd never get over that. He tried several times to close the boot while she struggled inside and later told Gardaí it was a prank that had backfired. He's from Hartstown, pleaded guilty to assaulting and falsely imprisoning a woman on Black Horse Avenue in January of last year, and the victim said, as I lay in that boot, I was afraid for my life.
Now that judge has made some strange decisions when it comes to sentencing, so yesterday he seemed to get it right. But like fellas like him, who then eventually do get out, I just find it hard to understand. We don't really know where they are then.
Yes.
You know?
That's a very strange behaviour and a really weak excuse, isn't it? It's like, what was going on there? What was really going on there?
So, 6 years anyway.
6 years, yeah. I don't know, if you get 6 years, how long do you actually spend in prison?
It depends how good you are, what prison you got sent to.
Coming up, I'm going to tell you how I...
Nice guys finished last, Jim. Are you finally realising this, yeah?
No, I don't believe that, but I
You do today.
No, I did it to myself today. I'll tell you that in a second. But Game of Phones. Amelia Clark has appeared to...
This is the Raya app.
She's joined Raya. So she's looking... So this is an app. If you're rich and famous, so...
I think you have to be accepted in. It's like Clubhouse without the actual romance.
Clubhouse is romance?
No, there's no romance in Clubhouse. But you can download the Clubhouse app, but you can't get logged in until I invite you.
The 34-year-old who's like stunning. She's one of the most loveliest.
Yeah, can't get a bloke.
She's got a great face. She's just like, you could look at her face all day. She's just so, I don't know what it is. She's kind or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's lovely and she's 34 and she played what's her face in thing. I can't pronounce that. And
Dernys
in Game of Thrones.
Howdy ho.
She's joined it.
The Asian.
You can go in there and there's various other celebrities on the app, including Carol Vorderman.
Oh yeah.
Sam Smith. Paul Mescal.
Yeah, Crossy was telling some of the other people that were on this.
He's a bit young for that though, is he? Like, is he going to hook up with her now? And how old is Paul Mescal? He's about 24 or something, isn't he?
Yeah, but he obviously, you know, wants to meet somebody
too. No, I know
he
does, but how many other really famous rich people will know who he is?
Well, do you know who else is on it?
Yeah.
Hang on 1 second there now.
I didn't know this. Her exes include Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy.
Love you, Niall.
Was he on there, is he?
Yeah.
Now, Niall and her would be a lovely couple.
Two blonde together.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? James Franco was her ex as well, so she's... dated some famous people.
But the point is, it's so hard to meet somebody these days.
I know, yeah.
And even if you're particularly rich and famous, it's just as hard.
Well, you want to meet somebody else who's rich and famous. You don't want to meet a civilian because then it's just like...
Isn't it?
Be wanting to take selfies of you.
Isn't it so weird? There's never been more technology to meet people. Yet, people find it harder than ever now to meet somebody. What has happened to society?
I don't think that's
not COVID now.
I don't think the Tinders work.
Yeah, well,
I think most females seem to go on Tinder for a laugh, and most of the fellas are kind of a bit weird.
Do girls actually want to be meeting people digitally? I know fellas are a bit different. They'll probably just try and do anything.
If you bumped into a girl,
she'd never tell you she's on Tinder unless she really knows you.
Yeah.
I saw a thing yesterday that said, when the phones had cords, we had freedom.
Jesus. Where'd you hear that? It
was a meme.
Yeah, I thought it sounds like a meme.
But it was on a little plaque, a plinth.
Were you on Pinterest again, were you?
No.
You were?
It's bloody true.
Looking for fashion tips.
It was a modern photograph, but they'd taken one of those rotary dial phones with a big cord, and they said when the phones had cord...
I used to love those phones.
We were free.
We weren't. It was exactly the same. People used to make phone calls. People used to meet each other on the phone.
Everything wasn't in your hand on your phone.
There were still dating agencies way back.
Yeah, but not everyone was on them. It was still, how are you? Here's me friend. This is me sister. She's single. How's it going? Did you hit it off? There was a blind date. There was a fella wouldn't be afraid to chat up a young one in a bar. That's all gone.
It's like, the dating program. What's the name?
People go out and they stay in their little circle of friends and they don't, well, there's so many of them. You can't make an attraction, do you mean?
If you were single, right, and I had a friend.
Yeah.
And she was like,
but now people think that was weird.
Yeah, but if she couldn't find a fella and you were single and she was going, oh, do you know what I love? I love cars and I love doing Instagram posts of fizzy drinks on Fridays. And I go, Jesus, I gotta get. And I'm blonde and I'm really good crack. And I was like, Jesus.
Nobby, what are you doing on Friday?
Nobby, we have to go out. I want you to meet my friend Fidelma.
Oh, don't call her Fidelma. Really, you're ruined it then. Jesus.
We'll call it Mercedes. She's even called after a car.
No, that's too much.
Oh, yeah.
That's too much.
Mercedes.
Caroline or something.
Really, I'm a bit of more of a BMW man. I don't mind, Nobby.
Opposite attract.
You're a fan. Are you Nobby from the radio?
You don't really use indicators, funny. And I think I own the road. We can really hit it off.
That's what I do. That works better than any of your Tinder.
Well, there you go. Scarlett for Raya and all the rest of them, because they're all still, they're paying €27 a month, by the way, to not find somebody.
Do you know an awful lot of people met before Tinder's the way Gavin and Stacey got together?
Yeah.
Chatting to each other on the phone in work.
The world needs to go back
to
something.
And then you meet them, it's like, oh.
Maybe it is an app, but it's an app that doesn't do anything of the things that Tinder and Bumble and Grind and Hinge and.
You don't want to be sending pictures of your underpants.
No, you know, like, people didn't send.
That's not romance.
People didn't send willy pics back then, but they ended up getting married for 70 years.
Yeah, and they never took a willy pic.
Oh.
Try and explain a willy pic to your granny. Go on, ring her now.
I wouldn't.
Wake her up. Say, look, I need to tell you something, granny.
It's F104. Good morning. Hope you find someone soon. It's F104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
So
get out of my head. So a lot of people are just talking. Tinder's definitely rigged. Fed up face.
Girls are just on it for the laugh, to look at really strange fellas and have a giggle.
Well,
and I know some people can find love, but it's the same way as they can on a phone or in Tesco's. And lads are there. A lot of them are there with their trousers off. So yeah. It's not a win-win situation.
No, it's hard. It's hard. I just find it ironic that we, you know, there's never been more supposed ways of finding people. Yeah, people really struggle. That's the thing that I find mad.
So this morning, come out of me gaff, and I see that a lot of the bins, green bins, have been blown over in the storm.
Yeah.
So I have me drink with me. You know, me personal drinker. Yo, what's that called?
A travel mug.
The travel mug. Have me travel mug ready for getting in the car. Have a few sips at the traffic lights.
Very good. Yeah.
And I put it down.
You left it on the doorstep.
I picked up all the neighbours' bins that had been knocked over in the wind. There was about three of them.
Hope you dumped them back in their garden, did you?
I rolled them back towards their gardens, yeah.
Yeah, I found a big, you know those big wrapper things that parcels come in?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing in the bag.
It blows all
my neighbour's bag all over mine.
Yeah, yeah.
I took their number.
So I picked up their bin. I thought, I can't just leave those bins. All the stuff will start blowing around the road. So I picked them up. And then because of my good deed, I end up no beverage.
Oh. So now it's your coffee round. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I have to get back in the coffee round now.
I just don't know why people don't. Like, the weather yesterday, you could feel it was windy. Put out your bins in the morning, they're due. Because it's like, the same. I've neighbours rubbish all over my garden.
Well, it's rubbish all over the road, yeah.
Not my job to clean up your rubbish.
Yeah, leave it in the side passage or whatever it is, or up against the bush until.
Put a rock on it.
Yeah. And do you know what's a great one? Bungee.
Bungee cords.
Stick a bungee on it. If you're going to let it bounce around the road, at least it won't open.
Then you should have stuck a bungee on it. Yeah. That would work.
Sticking a bungee on it.
So let's get rid of dating apps and let's bring back bungee cords and everyone's life was better.
Yeah.
There's something that you should sell on a Thursday in one of the German supermarkets. Because everyone's gone on a staycation this year, so you could put your suitcase on the roof of your jammer and tie it on with bungee cords. And drive to Kerry like everybody else from Dublin.
I'd stick a couple of bungee cords in the back of the car. You never know when you need them.
You'd never know, Jim.
Now, I have a solution for the towers. I'll tell you later.
This is Dublin's pool bay chimneys.
The Dublin's pool. I have a 100% a great solution. If anybody from...
They're talking about it at the moment and they're saying it's going to cost about 4 million to maintain them or fix them. And does anyone bother with them anymore, or should we just knock them down?
No, keep them. spend the 4 million. Probably going to add another couple of million into to do my idea, but we'll have a tourist hotspot. I'm telling you.
Now it does stink down there.
Yeah, but you don't have to go near them. I have an idea what to do with them and enhance them that would make people come from all around the world to see them.
Okay.
I'm telling you, if anyone is listening and needs the idea, I'm going to give it to you for free today.
Can we take the incinerator out beside it while we're there?
I would destroy that live on TV on the 6-1 news. I would go
live.
Pretend
you're going to knock the pill bag ones and knock that over by mistake.
No, I'd have that exploded live on TV. I'd have, what's his face, Ray Kennedy. I'd have him live on the scene. And here we go. Thanks to our new ruler, Jim Jim. Here we go. Let's knock this first. Clang. And let's enhance the... Oh, wow. What a great idea.
Trez met her lovely man on Tinder last April. And then they met in October. And he's a gentleman.
I'm sure there's a few fellas who are like, you know, genuine. And that's great. I'm very happy for you.
It has to be the quote of the month. When phones had cords, we were free. Top notch lads. Well, don't thank me. Thank the meme poster on Facebook.
When phones had cords, we were free.
It's true though. It's true.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah, right.
7:25.
Put down your phone, everyone.
Let's go deep.
All right. So.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What's been happening in the showbiz world?
Well, Selena Gomez has shared a teaser of Adios, which is her new track from her EP, which is out tomorrow. This is what it sounds like.
Right, so
there you go, isn't it? I look forward to that. I say it's 3-year-olds that got a keyboard for Rob Santa that can do that.
The Masked Singer in the USA started last night, right? Big judging panel, massive show, and it started last night, and I know who the first one was. But you don't, Nobby. So I'm going to give you the opportunity, and everyone now, if you haven't heard, you can play along.
I'm sure you've seen the UK version.
Here's the act singing. Have a listen to this, see if you can guess who is the Masked Singer USA. Hang out and wrap yourself around me, cause I ain't the way you found me, and I'll never be the same. Oh yeah, welcome you. You make my dreams come true. This is our Robin Thicke, Nicole Scherzinger, and Ken Jeong.
It has to be Barney, isn't it?
It's not Barney, no. It's good though. You're in the right direction. Do you want to hear what the judges guessed?
Yes, I do.
Have a listen.
Was Seth MacFarlane? Are you sticking with that?
I'm going to hold tight on that because host, director, writer, producer of albums, I think it's the mighty Seth MacFarlane.
All right.
Good guess.
Ken, your first impression guess was Jay Leno. Are you going to hold there?
You know what? Yes, I will. I mean, the talk show theme, the bears for his cameo in Ted 2.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what, Niecy? I think it is Jay Leno.
Okay, I'm thinking it could be Billy Crystal.
No, Billy Crystal.
You're boxing there, lads.
Would you stop?
I think Billy Crystal and Jay Leno be arsed. I
don't think it's Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, that's a good clue then. Never be the same.
Never be the same.
Will I do my impersonation of this
it's
person?
It's not Josh Gad.
No, it's not Josh Gad. Uh-huh. Never be the same. Hello, Nabby. How are you today?
Who's that meant to be?
I'm very famous and I'm green.
Famous and green?
Come on.
Famous and green.
Famous and green, yeah. Famous and... Do you want to find out who it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what?
Kermit the Frog.
No.
Yeah. Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog. It is Kermit.
So they had a puppet inside.
Hang on, was it dressed as Kermit?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but yeah.
Because I couldn't tell you what Kermit the Frog looks like.
He's a green frog.
Yeah, but like there's a person inside him.
Oh no, they just show Kermit.
So it's just Kermit. That could be anybody.
No, it's a puppet inside a Muppet.
That's
too
ridiculous,
isn't it?
You know, it's as they say, it's not easy being green.
Ooh, my Kermit's better. It's even harder being a snail. Gives a shout, you know.
Right.
So yeah, he was inside a snail, and he saw Kermit come out the back of the shell of the snail.
That's a bit creepy. So the one show was on last night. For some reason, they sometimes get random guests, good guests. But they had one of their own this weekend because Paddy McGuinness was promoting the fact that Top Gear is back this Sunday night on BBC One.
Remember that because it could be a question on Instagram. And yeah, they say he swore, but I don't even think this is his. Now, the other day on the one show, Ralph Little took a swig out of a can of fizzy drink just as they went to his link.
Oh,
and you could hear that the Welsh girl who presents it, what's her name? I can never remember her name.
She's lovely though.
She is. And anyway, she went, oh no. You'd see all the complaints coming in. So this is what happened.
Just because he had a swig of beer in his house.
It was a family show.
12
you know?
Months into a pandemic.
I know, but it's a family
Jesus,
show.
Jesus, lads.
People love complaining.
Else to be doing.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, Paddy, that doesn't look comfortable, but I've got to say, you look very at home on Chris's lap.
No, Rylan, I've got to be honest, that was extremely uncomfortable. Because it's only a small car and Chris were kind of like, ow, bloody
hell. So we should apologise as well if there was any language there that wasn't planned. Are you all right, Pat?
He said bloody hell.
Right. Knock yourself out.
Bloody hell.
A bit.
Bloody hell.
That was it.
Yeah.
Can we just say, this man is in charge of driving cars very fast and he's just knocked himself out in his own plastering. Are you all right?
I'm all right. I didn't swear. Thank God.
That's amazing. That's brilliant.
That's some 7 o'clock entertainment. You won't believe what the presenter did. He had a swig of beer. Oh, lads.
I think we just clickbaited ourselves. Over in Ireland AM, they've had a look at what Piers Morgan's been doing. And Simon has decided he's going to try and get some of that action.
Welcome back to Ireland AM. And we've got a comment just come in here on my iPad, which I have in my lap. And it says that you guys remind me of a Disney film today.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that before. Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, yeah.
And no, Simon, it's actually Cinderella. Don't put yourself down like that. It's because I'm so beautiful and you look like the Seven Dwarfs.
And in studio we have Roberta, and Roberta is going to tell us all about what we should be getting our mothers for Mother's Day.
Well, thanks very much for having me in, Simon and Hannah. I am actually an expert on Mother's Day and the gifts that you should be getting your mother on the Mother's Day.
Right, well, with that in mind, what should we be getting the mother on Mother's Day, as you say? What have you got for us here?
You know the way Irish mammies are. You know Irish mammies, don't you?
Yeah.
An Irish mammy loves nothing better than a household appliance. Something that's in the household already, but a newer version of it. So I've brought in a few samples here. I have an oven mitt.
Oi.
An oven mitt is used to take hot things out of the oven and put it on to the worktop or wherever you want to be putting your hot dish.
Roberta, like, if your mother didn't have an oven mitt or a tea towel, would she burn her hand taking the chicken out of the oven?
Well, that's quite a possibility, Simon. You know, Irish mammies are tough, but they're not that tough.
That's a really good gift, isn't it?
Yeah, just something, you know, just hanging around that she uses all the time. Even this wooden spoon, I brought this in as well. I just had it in my kitchen, just brought it in.
When I'm doing cookery demonstrations online, I use all my wooden spoons, and sometimes I use a spatula.
They're very handy, that's right, and they're very popular amongst the Irish mammies.
Yeah, because, I mean, she's not going to stir it with her elbow.
Stop it, Simon, you're hilarious.
Can I just show you something there, Roberta? I'm just going to break off there. Me mug has its own Twitter account, if anyone wants to follow it. We have 150 people following it. So say hello to me mug there.
You're mad.
Oh, I'm just getting a big sup of tea, hang on a second.
You're mad, Simon. You're mad!
Simon, you're crazy. Have you noticed how beautiful I am, Roberta? Have you noticed that yet?
Anyway, if I could just continue on there with the Mother's Day gifts. Look, guys, you can draw an unflattering picture of your ma. There's nothing nicer than something grotesque on a page that you produced for your ma. And it is actually her. Now, the one I have here, the producer asked me before the show, was my mother in some sort of an accident? She actually wasn't. I'm just a very poor artist.
Right, yeah. Now, if you don't mind me saying, Roberta, that's ta.
No, it's me ma. It's not a cat.
No, not the drawing. It's not funny. Right, Roberta, it's not funny. It's not a good item. You shouldn't have brought that in here today. You know, it's rubbish. I don't believe you.
Simon, I poured my heart and soul into
that. You should have done better. And you shouldn't have been invited into the studio here.
Well, Simon, I'm just trying to be me. I'm trying to get across my business. Irish Mother's Gifts, there I
am. I'm getting in my ear now. The weatherman wants to have a go. What's your problem,
Pat? Oh, Simon, I cannot believe what I have just seen, Simon. You have put down that lovely lady live on television, and we are sick to death of you sitting on your high horse all the time on the show and putting down the good people. Everybody loves this IrishMammies.ie woman with all her gifts, and she speaks the truth, and she's speaking from her heart. Yeah. That's a beautiful painting of her mother.
Listen to me, Falchi Giddy, lot of weatherman. All you got is that beard. I can cook. I can present. We can act. I've got more strings to me bow than the whole lot of you. So, I mean, you're just jealous.
Simon, you are an obnoxious person, yeah. And we're sick to death of you.
Oh,
and you're always on the
this.
Twitter putting people down and all.
No, that's it.
Simon, where are you going?
Simon,
that's it. I'm
Simon,
off.
Can't
look, you see, you know, this is more of it,
off.
Hannah.
Simon.
This is more of it. He can give it, but he can't take it.
What about your showbiz stories?
You can slag me off all you want, but not my own show.
Oh, my God. Simon's walked off the set.
Well, Hannah, I wasn't expecting that at all. It was very unrehearsed and very natural. Well, on my part it was. Simon's acting, as usual, wasn't up to it.
Can I come back in now?
Not yet, Simon. The cameras haven't stopped rolling. We go to a break, folks.
The ratings will be through the roof on that one, will they? They all think I went mad, did they? Fair play to you, Roberta. Sorry for saying you were crap.
Don't be...
FM104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM104's Instagram.
We're off to Walkinstown, or at least Kira's from Walkinstown. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So, are you working in an actual office?
Yes, I'm lucky enough to get in once a week to get away from the house.
Just once a week, right, okay.
Yeah, all the way to town. It's so sad in town, though, cause nothing's open.
It is a bit, yeah, it's a bit bleak. I've only seen pictures, I haven't been in town, but...
Yeah.
So you see it when you go in?
Definitely, you feel it.
Okay, well, are you any good at general knowledge quizzes?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I listen, and I think the most I've got when I've played along is 9 out of 10, and then some days it's really bad, so it's hit and miss.
So
just
did
gonna
you
have to see how it goes.
Did you hear the recent 2 10s?
Yeah.
And so you didn't get 10 the days they got 10, did you not?
I heard about it, but I hadn't been tuned in, so I'm not sure what questions were that day.
Okay, right. Well, best of luck. Now, you are aware of all the rules and how tough I am with the rules these days now. I'm a stickler.
Oh, stickler.
Yeah.
So I have to accept your first answer on everything. So just be careful.
But looking at these, okay. Kira, these are quite doable.
Oh, okay.
They're all doable. if you know the answers.
I know, but
yeah.
Let's see how we get on.
Best of luck, Kira.
1,000 euro will be yours if you get all 10 right.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What sport does Rory McIlroy play?
Golf.
Which of the following is not a tabloid newspaper? The Sun, the Moon, or the Star?
The Moon.
What TV car show returns this weekend starring Paddy McGuinness?
Tough Gear.
Plain and self-raising are types of what?
Flower.
True or false, the name Lucan means place of the marshmallow?
False.
What is 17 plus 25?
42.
What actress played Daenerys Targaryen in the Game of Thrones?
Emily.
Oh, yeah.
There's my back garden. Matt Damon is famous for playing what, Jason?
Bourne.
What day of the week is the Sabbath day?
Sabbath?
Yeah, the Sabbath day in religion. You'd say the Sabbath day.
Sunday.
And Joe Swash is married to who?
Jennifer Aniston.
No, Kira, it's not Trevor Aniston. It's not Trevor Aniston, is it? Have you cleaned your cupboards?
I have my crisps in a shower rail.
Yeah, so I can eat them, so Joe doesn't have to go searching for them.
Joe Swash, if you haven't guessed by now, is married to Stacey Solomon.
So you did very well. So yeah, the Moon isn't a paper. It's the only one that isn't a tabloid. Golf, yeah. Top Gear is back. Flyer.
Yeah, Flyer.
Lucan does mean the place of the marshmallow.
How? Oh. Why? Like, why did someone in Lucan think marshmallows?
There's another plant that it means. There's a marshmallow plant.
Those sweets.
No, a marshmallow plant grew on the banks of the river there. And
the river there.
Yeah.
Aww.
The river of marshmallow. And
there you go, Lucan.
Lucan means
every day's a school day.
It's yeah. If you look up all the Lucan history websites, it can mean place of the marshmallow. So if you know anyone from Lucan, they're marshmallows.
Place of the Jedward.
Yeah, and I'm gonna have to get on to them for not telling me that before.
Yeah.
42. Amelia Clark. You were close with Emily.
What's her name again, Jim?
Amelia. Diarinus Targaryen. I wouldn't mind, but I spelled it out phonetically so I'd be able to pronounce it, and then I forgot how to pronounce it. Jason Bourne, Sunday is a Sabbath day, and Stacey Solomon. Yeah. So you got a 7. We've had nothing but 7. 7s and 10s for the last week.
Sorry, Kira. Sorry to disappoint.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Try again someday.
I will.
Thanks
Bye.
For playing. See ya.
Third 7 of the week.
Third 7? God. What day did someone not get a 7?
The day we had the 10. Monday.
Oh, that was Monday. Yeah. Good one, yeah.
So, Selena Gomez. Yeah.
Ah, Selena, how are you?
She's, what has she done?
You're looking well. Yeah, what? She's teasing about the album that's coming out. It's an EP tomorrow. This is the genius performance from it.
Bomb. It sounds like a sample, isn't it?
What? My name is what? My name is huh?
Now, Line of Duty fans, which includes Nobby here, discovered an Easter egg document through trailer QR code. Line of Duty fans have discovered an Easter egg document. The trailer for season 6 dropped yesterday ahead of the show's return, which is on the 21st of March.
Okay, and so they're actually getting you to feel like you're involved and you're a member of the team.
And it didn't take long for fans to realise there were a few leads hidden in there for them to... So you thought it was actually an Easter egg. That was going to
be I wasn't sure.
An Easter egg is when they hide something in the show that you have to watch back and kind of go, oh, there's a little clue to what it was. That's
but by using a QR code, they're kind of being all modern and cool.
Oh, they are, yeah.
And, well, modern-ish. And then you feel like you're a part of the detectives.
Yeah. Now, it's sometimes in the trailers, they can give away lots. You have to watch the trailer like 50 times. And then you kind of go, oh, hang on, she's not seen with him. Where's that? What's that?
It's getting very soon, fella. It will be not this Sunday. That's your ma's Sunday. The one after is when Line of Duty starts. And that presumably, by the time that's over...
We've been waiting so long, it better be blooming good.
It'll probably be May. And then who knows where we'll be?
Celebrity Bake Off viewers were obsessed. Obsessed with Daisy Ridley. She won over the fans of Celebrity British Bake Off by attempting to make a cake in the shape of a toilet. And getting a soggy bottom. Because they're always complaining on that show about soggy bottoms on their cakes.
That'll put you off the food, no?
Well, it was a cake.
It's a lot of toilet innuendos there, like.
She was the Star Wars icon. She was up against Rob Beckett, Tom Allen and Alexandra Burke. Good lineup there. And in the tent, however, the Bake Up superfan found her helpful, she found herself in trouble pretty quickly. Here's what happened.
And what would you like to know?
I don't know, what can you do?
So now a little twirl.
Ooh. Ooh.
A little twirl.
Oh, that's nice.
You could become a majorette.
I can't do that. Thank you, David.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you.
She was twirling her rolling pin like a lightsaber. She can do the...
Right.
That's now, what the noise... They put in the sound effects for it.
Am I alone here?
No, I'm here as well.
Or does she kind of look like she really likes herself? Discuss.
No.
Okay.
I think she's confident.
Sarah Norton just thought she... Yeah.
Oh, did she? Oh, I didn't see that. Well, she's confident. I always never got that vibe.
Confidence is okay. Confidence is good. That's a good thing.
Well, you should love yourself. Hashtag love yourself.
Yeah, I know. Just.
I know what you mean. Now, she's been replaced in Star Wars. They're making more stuff with that character, Rey. And she's been replaced by What's-Her-Face. Who's at the door in Love Actually and the fella's holding up the signs to her.
Keira Knightley?
Yeah, Keira Knightley is now going to play Rey.
They've got similar faces.
They have. So, Keira Knightley is now Rey in Star Wars and the future ones. She's walked away from the Star Wars franchise.
Okay.
But she's on the Bake Off. I don't know how she did. I don't want to know. Don't tell me. Because I want to watch it sometime.
Jeremy Clarkson, who in fairness has made Who Wants to Be a Millionaire's own. Mm. People want him to replace Piers Morgan. I don't think he'd do the early mornings like that. I mean, he has a farm, so he's probably doing early mornings that way.
I think Piers Morgan kind of liked looking at himself and listening to himself. I don't think Clarkson is bothered hearing himself and looking at himself that much.
This is the introduction Jeremy gave Piers when he appeared on Millionaire. They are very good pals. He was tweeting about him yesterday.
This contestant is someone with whom I've had a few disagreements over the years.
Yeah.
But come on, it's Christmas. So let's put all that behind us and play nicely as we welcome the simply awful human being that is Piers Morgan!
It did not say that on the auto key.
It did say that. You should have seen what I wrote. It was much worse.
If he really didn't like him, he wouldn't have him on the show.
Yeah. Well, there's an awful lot of that. You know, he has beefs with loads of different celebrities and they all seem to like him. So it's all a bit panto showbiz, isn't it?
It is a bit.
I'm kind of getting sick of talking about Piers Morgan now.
He gets a lot of coverage for...
Everyone's talking about him more than they are about the original interview.
And will you tell us about Selling Sunset?
Yes, so Selling Sunset is going to have a spin-off show. If you're fans of it, you're going to love this because they've confirmed the reality shows Selling Sunset and Bling Empire have both been renewed for new seasons. Selling Sunset will be getting both fourth and fifth seasons, while Bling Empire will be getting a season two. And they have confirmed that, and there's going to be...
So there's a spin-off version, but also all the original people are still involved, including Mary Fitzgerald and... Jason and Brett and all those people.
Well, there'll be an all-female spin-off to Netflix, and it'll be all-black, all-female spin-off, and it's going to be set in Florida. And so there's going to be just lots of... If you like Selling Sunset, there's going to be lots more of it. It's a huge amount of it coming. Obviously, it's a big watcher, so...
The VP of Netflix's unscripted and documentary series says, in my eyes, unscripted TV is one of the most broad and diverse categories of entertainment, and it's here to stay.
Yeah.
Amen. That's Dish the Dirt on F104.
Dublin's F104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and we can beam now into the home of Tom Grennan. Tom Grennan.
Hello.
Have you ever thought of having your own audio jingle like that? Tom.
No, but I really like it. Do it one more time.
Tom Grennan.
Love it.
Now
it's like the Danone ad.
It's the Danone. They might sue you, but
no, they won't. It's his own name.
Yeah, but they
can't say it's in the same key as our jingle.
Yeah,
get off.
Oh, I'm grinning. I love that. I'm on the Dubs.
I'm on the Dubs.
It's not bad.
My dad's from Offaly.
Oh, is he good?
Is he?
Yeah, cool. He's a Ballycumber man. You heard? Ever heard of Ballycumber?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from there.
Oh, sure. You're one of our own. You could play for Ireland.
But do you know what? I was a footballer, and this is no word of a lie. If I ever got to a professional state, yeah. And I got England or Ireland, I would have picked Ireland all day.
Yes.
Yes. And you definitely would have got your game. And I haven't even seen you play.
Yeah, I could probably play for him now.
Very good, very good. So where are you? It looks like a nice little studio setup, or did you always have this?
No, I'm in my conservatory right now, so I've got a bit of light, got a bit of daylight, which is nice. And yeah, I'm in London right now, and it's a nice spring day. Like, the days are getting lighter, yeah. And the days are getting warmer, and the blue skies, it's just lovely to see. To be honest, it does get cold in here. Like, I've got two pairs of socks on just because it's cold. It doesn't heat up. But
I keep seeing these ads on Sky for these companies that can make your conservatory too hot in summer and too cold in winter? Well, maybe I'm just watching too much telly.
I need one of them guys.
So talk to us about the music. How's it all going?
Yeah, it's going really well. Like, my album's about to come out 12th of March, and I've got a new single out, Little Bit of Love, that is really, really kind of connecting with people. And
yeah, it's good.
And then I've just got a song with Ella Henderson as well, and they're two top 40s right now in England. So yeah, it's exciting times, and music is needed right now. And I was meant to put my album out last year, but it didn't feel right, and I didn't feel like I should, because a lot of things were going on, as we all know. So I feel like now we've got a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, and I feel like now is the right time to put this album out and be ready for the summer, really. I feel like, especially having been told that we've got like a road, whatever Boris Johnson called it.
You have a road, we have a cul-de-sac over here.
Yeah, I know.
At the moment.
But no, there's something that we can all look forward to. Something that, like, I've just announced a new tour that's going to be happening in September, and things are just good. Things are looking good, and I'm just happy, really happy.
Now, Tom, you're one of those singers that you wouldn't know from the way you speak, because you're kind of a softly spoken man. But when you sing, you belt it.
Yeah.
You bring everything and some. How do you keep your vocal cords from getting fried by singing like that?
I don't really know. Do you know what? I had a gig the other day, yeah, for a radio station over in England, and we did it in a venue, and I haven't sung in ages, and I tried to hit this note and I went and it all just went to rubbish, and I was like, oh my god, can I do this again? Because it's like going to the gym. You need to keep it kind of exercised. You need to keep it like alive. And to be honest with you, my neighbors, I'm having absolute nightmares with them, and they don't like me singing. So I've had to keep it down, man. So I haven't really been singing at my top range for a while, but it's all about exercise. When I'm on tour and when I'm actually like really singing every day, I'm warming up in the morning, I'm warming down, I'm warming up, I'm warming down. It's like just going to the gym or playing football or something like that. You know what I mean? It's a muscle. And it's all muscle memory as well.
Is it your neighbours from 10 doors away that are complaining?
Yeah, it's the whole street.
Yeah.
And I mean, what's your road like? Are your neighbours, are they all creative? Have you got anything, you know, do you know what they all do?
Well, I know one of them is an absolute idiot. I'm actually moving out of this house because I've just had nightmares of him. It's been like,
wow,
that neighbor. What's that TV program? Neighbors.
Yeah.
So I'm actually looking for a new house to live in.
In between now and normal gigs happening, I know you did a virtual gig back in February, early February. Have you anything more in between like that coming up? Or
I've got a gig at Alexandra Palace in September, which what we've been told will be full capacity. So I'm looking forward to that. But I'm just going to be always online, on my Instagram and all that kind of stuff, trying to do as much as I can, really. So we'll see. If I get asked to do another virtual gig, of course I will, because it's a step forward for music and live shows. And I did one not too long ago, and the feedback I got, like, well, first off, we did it and 27,000 people tried logging on. So it like crashed the app,
nice.
crashed the system, which was mad. But we did it and everybody just felt like they were going out. They got dressed up and they were like, it really felt like a Friday evening, and we were like ready to go out. So if I get asked to do another one, then I will do it 100%.
Well, the new track is called Little Bit of Love. Well, it's newish. It's out a couple of weeks now at this stage. We're going to give it a play right now.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I love it. All my family are there, and they're in Ballycumber and Shannon Bridge. So if they're listening, Love you all.
Fair play.
We're usually over there like 2 or 3 times a year, so it's been a bit of a shock to the system, especially for my dad. Like, all of his brothers and sisters are still there. And I asked my dad, I had this conversation with my dad the other day. I was like, do you dream? I don't know what we were talking about, but like the conversation's like, do you dream? And he was like, yeah, but the only thing I dream about is getting back to Ireland. And I was like, oh, emotional.
Wow. Well, you'll be bringing them, wait till you see.
Well, Tom, it's been great to catch up.
Thanks so much, and thanks for all the support. I appreciate it, man.
No problem.
Best of luck with the house hunting.
Ah, thanks, boys. Appreciate it, man.
If you need to serve the neighbours, we'll come around. All right, take care.
Cheers, Tom.
Have a good one.
Thanks, man.
How do you solve a problem like the Dublin Peel Bag Chimneys?
All right, well, I do it by easily, very easily, Nobby. You do it very easily. I'll tell you how you do it.
Are you channeling Marlon Brando now for this?
No, I'm not. No. Okay. So, here's what you do. Right, so it's going to cost $4 million to maintain them.
Yeah.
You do that. Well, then you add in an extra couple of mil. So.
Oh, you want more money?
Yeah, I do. Want more money. So I want to make the chimneys the biggest tourist attraction in the whole country, right?
Okay. Better than Cliffs of Moher, better than Giant's Causeway, better than.
Yes. So.
The Stairway to Heaven.
Inspiration here from Barcelona. Barcelona have this thing called the Dance of the Water or something like that,
yeah,
right?
They also have La Ramblas.
Yeah, so yeah, just off La Ramblas, right? They have this big square and there's a big fountain in the square.
Okay.
And at 10 o'clock every night, the square, there's a light show. Tourists come down and watch this. It's a massive thing to do. If you like this, the locals probably don't even bother, but like it's a bit of fun. So they turn on all the bells and whistles that the fountain can do.
Have you got music to accompany this plan?
It goes mad. So what I'm thinking is, right, you get a powerful piece of music, right? You spend a lot of money on these bad boys. You do them up. You light them up so they can be any colour you want at night. You can have them green on Paddy's Day. You can turn them gold if you want. You can have them red.
Glow sticks. You want glow sticks?
No, they're lit up. Just like the Eiffel Tower is lit up or any other place is lit up. They have their own lights. They can change the colour, just like, you know.
It is unusual that they don't have really powerful uplighters on
them.
In
Jim's upgrade, they will have these lights. And then at 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock or sometime during the every day, unbelievable music will play. Different music every day, maybe. Like it'll be blared out, but something inspirational.
Yeah, but that all sounds lovely, Jim. But the structural integrity of them, that we need to get over that first.
Yeah, fix that, $4 million. Add an extra $3 million and you're going to put the lights on, speakers on it, and then you get
turbo lighting sound system,
two huge foam cloud machines, and you put them inside each chimney. If you haven't seen foam cloud machines, look it on YouTube. You can make actual clouds out of foam, environmentally friendly,
unlike the incinerator.
And you can have these things come up and you can have them any size you want. And the music plays and the chimneys have little funky looking clouds coming out every time, 5 o'clock every day, whatever you want, evening, dusk, whatever it is. And people will come from all around the world to see this phenomenon. They'll crowd the bull wall and everyone will cheer when it happens. And we get loads of money into Dublin. And we have the biggest tourist landmark you can think
of. Imagine the selfies.
Don't knock them down. Make him into something better.
The Instagram hashtag. The TikToks.
Who's with me? Make them into cloud producing music machines.
The only thing is, who has 8 million euro?
Well, there's plenty of people.
Broke.
Somebody will have to finance this.
There's no money, darling.
Somebody will have to step in, you know?
Okay.
Maybe some giant.
An anonymous
rock band,
donation.
An anonymous, yeah. Somebody who thinks, yeah, that's what I'm about. I'll do that. Right?
There's the blueprint.
It's either that or knock him down.
Yeah.
Who's with me?
Jim, I'm out.
Ah, Andrew. I'm not asking for your money. So Peaky Blinders is back filming a new series, but fans of the gangland drama had an absolute nightmare recently after they believed they'd spotted some of the cast in Manchester, only to find out there was actually a group of lookalikes.
Oh.
With the series having been shooting in the city, 3 lookalikes are for Tommy and John Shelby, as well as Alfie, headed down the canal to get some snaps for their social media pages. And
people lost their reason.
Yeah, one excited TikTok user shared the video of the scene, captioned it, so bumped into Cillian Murphy filming in Manchester.
But you didn't.
But it wasn't. Here's what happened.
Hey guys, hopefully it's pretty clear by now that we're a professional group of Peaky Blinders lookalikes. And we thought it'd be really cool to get a photo shoot on the set of season 6. What we didn't expect to see was so many other fans out there at the set at the same time that we were. So we tried to get our photo shoot done as quickly as possible and move on. However, us rotating constantly caused a little bit of a crowd, and the result is what you've seen in the videos all over TikTok. For some of you, this caused a little bit of confusion. I've got to say, that confusion was never our intention. We just wanted to get some cool photos like this one.
Thanks, guys. Cheers for the update.
They're going to be so disappointed when they get home.
Bieber's new album is going to have loads of tracks on it. 16 in total. Here he is with Burna Boy. I need you to believe me, baby. There's a track called Off Your Face or Out of Your Box or something. Off Your Face, I think.
They just said the bebe at the end of every sign.
It's out the 19th of March.
I am the bebe.
Albums don't have 16 tracks anymore, though. That's good, like.
Well, who knows? Because it's all streamed.
That's true. Anyway, Emma is on the way. Loads of tunes, loads of messing. More stuff for your ma.
She's more than 16 tracks planned for you.
She does. And well done to everyone who messages in about your ma's. We'll be picking more winners and one more chance to win a break tomorrow. See you then.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.